Consider for a moment the pros and cons of playing an individual sport. You enjoy all the glory when the game goes well, but when it goes badly, well, you're on your own. You might think it better to be a team player. Commentator Frank DeFord says, think again.
Rationally, we assume that it is much more agonizing to play an individual sport, where you can expect no help from any teammates, where you must depend completely upon yourself. But I believe that there are certain team players with the personality that turns that logic upside down, who suffer more pressure precisely because they are not alone, who are intimidated more by having to produce for their teammates. No one, to my mind, fits that template better than Alex Rodriguez, who may well be the best baseball player on earth. Only maybe he just shouldn't have been a baseball player. Wilt Chamberlain was of the same mold. He was trapped in a body that made him a basketball player. A little shorter and he would have been the happy warrior of track and field. Much shorter, he would have been a joyful race car driver. And it works the other way around, too. As successful as, say, Phil Mickelson and Andy Roddick are now at golf and tennis, I suspect they both would have been happier and more at home in team games with teammates around them. Listen, understand, I can't feel sorry for A-Rod. He makes gazillions of dollars, and all too often, he just doesn't get it. But when soon enough now the Yankees will almost surely fail to make the playoffs, A-Rod will endure the most blame. Ah, yes, the chorus. A-Rod hits in games when it doesn't matter and then fails in the clutch, so he's one of those selfish losers who just cares about his own statistics. He's not a good team player. But I think that very possibly the fact that he fails when it counts the most may well be for the directly opposite reason which is usually attributed to him and other athletes of his ilk. What defeats A-Rod is not mano a mano, the external pressure from the opposing pitcher. Rather, it is internal, his own insecurity about coming through for his team. I'll be curious a few years from now when some other Yankee is the superstar and Rodriguez is the second banana. I'll bet he becomes a much better clutch hitter, and the fans will cheer for dependable old reliable A-Rod. Or in the best of all worlds, maybe all these years Alex Rodriguez would have spared himself a lot of angst if he'd been playing singles by himself a few miles away over in Queens at the Billie Jean King Tennis Center instead of being in the Bronx at bat with his Yankee teammates on base.
Commentator Frank DeFord joins our team each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.